Before we begin, let's just bow our heads in a quick word of prayer. Heavenly Father, you are the provider of all. You are the great healer. We ask that you be with your servant, Pastor Jack, and heal him if it be your will, to give him comfort and to touch his heart with all the love that he shares with each of us, that he may feel it back with the prayers that we lift up for him and for his physicians. All these things we ask in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. So this is Christ the King Sunday, and there's supposed to be a slideshow that goes with this presentation, but we weren't able to work that one out. So these are the words from Pastor Jack. So another year is about to conclude, and history will record it as being a time of turmoil in many regions of the world. Wars are devastating lives in Afghanistan, the Ukraine, the Middle East, and in several African nations. The threat and the fear of nuclear war looms over our heads. Extremism has brought with it terrorism, which threatens to destabilize life. Murder and mass murder seems to be routine for daily life. Much of this is nothing new to history, for all of this, in one way or another, has been part of mankind throughout recorded history. But that does not give us any kind of excuse to just turn and look the other way. Millions of people are being adversely affected. Refugees fleeing the ravages of man's own making are suffering and dying daily from hunger, crowded and unsanitary conditions in makeshift refugee camps. They are fleeing, desperate to find safe refuge in new life, leaving most of what they owned as well as their shattered dreams. They are strangers in strange lands without food, money, or jobs. The sad aspect is that the children are caught up in this tragedy. Parents who struggle to find refuge in order to save their children are only left with hope that their children will have some kind of future, no less food, water, and shelter for that day. That is happening this very minute to virtually millions of people, but we tend not to listen to those cries of the afflicted because it is too painful and perhaps helpless. It makes us feel helpless in order to make any kind of difference. They suffer not only malnutrition, but extreme hunger and resulting diseases, resulting in far too many deaths. In addition to the political and economic conditions that are the natural disasters which leave millions to suffer the consequences. Just this year, we have seen devastation with hurricanes that have been brought to Texas, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, Puerto Rico, Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Haiti, Cuba, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, as well as several Caribbean islands. Floods in West Virginia have left hundreds. To add to this, there's been many devastating forest fires in the West, causing over 100,000 people to evacuate and destroying over 1,000 homes and businesses. Tornadoes have destroyed communities across the country. Earthquakes have destroyed the lives of many in places like Mexico. In parts of Africa, several severe drought and famine still bring suffering and death to thousands. In terms of what all this means is that every day there are millions of people suffering and dying, every day from both man-made and natural disasters. Much of the suffering is due to poverty and hunger-related causes. It's estimated that 815 million people do not have enough to eat. 60% of the world's hunger of the world is hungry, and of those are women. One out of six infants is born with low birth weight in developing countries. Nearly half of all deaths in children under five are attributed to undernutrition, which adds up to about 3 million of these children dying each year. This means that every 10 seconds, a child dies from hunger-related diseases. This means the unwanted or unwarranted deaths of 22,000 children every day. It is recorded that globally, 155 million children under the age of 5 suffer from hunger. This is because there are around 186 million people in developing countries who live on $1.90 per day or less. To add to the plight of the people, especially in Africa, HIV/AIDS and malaria are a constant reality. For 36.9 million people that are living with HIV/AIDS, life-threatening diseases are high in many of the underdeveloped countries since there is a lack of clean water. 663 million in these countries lack any kind of access to clean water. Along with this, 2.4 billion people do not have adequate sanitation. Is it any wonder that every day nearly 1,000 children in these areas die due to preventable water and sanitation-related diarrheal diseases? This is a tragedy which need not be. Each new year brings with it hope of a better world for everybody. But the reality is that there will be new crises and lingering problems of past disasters. We live with the statistics of the past years and hope they will diminish in the future. Tragically, wishful thinking and hope in and of themselves will not do anything to ease the suffering of our brothers and sisters here at home and around the world. Thankfully, over the past 20 years, the problems which are within the grasp to solve have begun to diminish. Inroads into hunger and economic-related problems have gradually seen signs of making a difference. Almost silently, there have been organizations like the church helping to make a difference. The ELCA World Hunger Program is one of those organizations. This program, in conjunction with the Lutheran World Federation, LWF, and the Lutheran World Relief, LWR, brings not only emergency relief to those suffering, but long-term programs of education, modern agriculture, modern agricultural practices, economic development grants and programs, and resources for clean water and sanitation. An example of this is within the poorer farming regions of the southern Philippines. Most of the farmers there relied on growing one crop, such as corn, which is susceptible to natural disasters and climate change. With the assistance of gifts from the ELCA World Hunger, in partnership with Lutheran World Relief and the cacao industry, there's been help to lift this region further away from poverty. Agriculture there now has diversified, growing bananas, okra, and other vegetables, and cacao, the plant which produces the beans, which become chocolate. Cacao is important since it brings high returns than other traditional crops. It also has the advantage of producing beans throughout the year. It can be grown under mature trees and is less vulnerable than other crops to severe weather. To date, over 2,000 farmers have been trained in diversifying their crops. Also, their entire families are educated in business practices and household finance management. Another example is in Kenya. This is an African country which, for decades, has been receiving refugees from Somalia and surrounding countries. Kenya has received more than 300,000 of these refugees. The Lutheran World Federation, representing over 74 million Christians in 98 countries, has been a lead humanitarian agency in two of the Kenyan refugee camps, Dadaab in East Kenya and Kakuma in the West. The ELCA World Hunger is also working also in these camps in partnership with the LWF. The Dadaab camp in the ELCA equips the Lutheran World Federation to provide education for 20,000 refugees. Also, vocational training programs for more than 290 youth, assist about 15,000 refugees with cash assistance, as well as training 30 religious leaders in activity, coordination, and mobilization. 170,000 refugees now populate the Kakuma camp, in which child labor practices are prevalent. The ELCA World Hunger Program is supporting an ongoing anti-child labor campaign to keep children in school. The immediate goal is to reach 900 children and lift them out of a life of exploitation. The many national disasters which have occurred in our own country are also being served through the Lutheran Disaster Relief of the ELCA World Hunger Program. Today, the LDR is active in Florida, North Carolina, Georgia, Texas, Louisiana, the Caribbean, and still in New Jersey, which are recovering from hurricanes of the past and in 2017. In addition to immediate aid, LDR remains on the scene with expertise of filing claims and helping with the assistance of rebuilding. Nationally, also, hunger assistance is offered through grants to churches with impoverished areas. The need is still a reality. Even though some progress has been made, it is still there when we realize that natural disasters and human suffering from them will always be with us. As a church and as a Christian, we must always be ready to give a helping hand, as well as being part of life-saving resources for those who are suffering from hunger and ravages of mankind. Just think of what we spend on pet costumes for Halloween, $420,000. Just a little makes a difference. We are called out of love to be that helping hand. Again, this year's campaign will extend through December with the weekly celebration of the Angel Tree. Let us always be reminded of Jesus' words. Truly, I tell you, just as you did it to one of these, the least of these members of my family, you did it to me. We cannot escape these words and his followers. Amen.